today on Politics in Action. Earlier this week, the Liberals secured a minority government without the popular vote. We'll talk about the recent issues emanating from this result and the possibility of electoral reform. Later in the show, we have a special guest who will discuss youth participation in politics and whether Canadian politicians are inclusive to young people's ideas.
I'm Kabir, and you're listening to CJMQ on 88.9 FM.
Earlier this week, on Monday night, Canada re-elected Justin Trudeau and the Liberal Party to form government in the House of Commons. The Liberal Party received the most seats, but did not have the popular vote. The Conservative Party received 34.4% of the vote, while the Liberals dropped to 33.1%. Almost a quarter of a million more people voted for the Conservatives over the Liberals. This has renewed the topic of electoral reform for many Canadians. The idea that the first-past-the-post system is not representative of the people's choice became a popular issue in the 2015 election when Trudeau campaigned on the promise of electoral reform. The purpose of electoral reform was to develop a method of proportional representation that reflected Canada's popular vote. Many are convinced that Trudeau reneged on his promise because the Liberals succeeded overwhelmingly in 2015, forming a majority government. To add to that, it is clear that electoral reform is not in the cards for the new minority Liberal government, as it was not mentioned throughout the latest campaign. A large number of the opposition's vote originated in Western Canada, where the provinces of Alberta and Saskatchewan overwhelmingly voted Conservative. This was countered by the Liberals securing a vast amount of seats in the heavily populated Greater Toronto and Montreal area. Essentially, Western Canada has absolutely no Liberal presence. This has led to the creation of social media campaigns that are renewing the topic of Western separatism. The campaign Wexit, or Western Canada Exit, has formed an online group that is comprised of over 200,000 members. Their campaign essentially feeds the anti-Trudeau sentiment that is so prevalent out west. Although this movement has been colloquially dubbed by many as Canada's dumbest political movement, it should be looked at with more importance as it threatens federalism in this country. Division is the last thing the Liberal government wants. It will have to do whatever is in its power to keep Canada connected. Trudeau will have to work to give Western Canada a voice in Parliament, while also promoting the Liberal Party's stance on issues that are met with different levels of criticism throughout the country. Quebec's separatist movement has also reinvigorated itself, with the Bloc gaining 22 more seats in this election, strengthening their presence to be the third party in the House of Commons. This will make it hard for the government to proceed with ideas that connect Canada, as the Bloc is anti-federalist in nature. With the Liberal government dealing with separatist movements throughout the country, Justin Trudeau and his cabinet has a lot cut out for them in the coming months. Up next, we interview Bishop's University Student Representative Council Vice President of Student Life, Emile Lamontagne. So today we have a special guest on the show, Emile Lamontagne. Good to see you, Emile. How is everything with you today?
Yeah, good. Thanks for having me on the show.
So I called you in here because you have a really important position at Bishop's University representing the students. Can you tell us more about that?
Yeah, for sure. So I got elected last year as the Vice President of Student Life. And kind of what that entails is being kind of the position that the liaison between the students and the faculty, whether that's sitting on a bunch of different committees advocating for students, as well as working with the other executives to do the same thing, as well as kind of looking out for clubs, making sure there's resources for our students, and making sure that overall everything outside of academics is the way we want it for the students of Bishop's University.
Okay, so since you're around young people a lot, what was it like working in an environment with a lot of youth, and what's it like serving the youth?
Honestly, I think it's very interesting because I guess, like, repeating a little bit the past, but the generations are changing. So it's very exciting to see all the new ideas and everything coming together from young students and as they develop into the adults that they're becoming. So it's very exciting to hear all the new ideas and actually listening to students express their views and expressing their opinions and kind of getting involved in everything going on campus, but also outside of campus.
Okay, so you touched on views and opinions, and My main goal of this interview is to ask you about the young people's vote and how you think politicians have interacted with young people and whether young people are more inclined to go out and vote. And as you know, there was an election on Monday. So what did you observe leading up to that election, and how do you think young people felt about voting?
So I think for the first time in a really long time, students were very excited about the election. They understood that finally their vote mattered, and so it was kind of using that momentum to making sure that every young person went out and voted. And so we really saw that on campus. There are so many different organizations. I can talk a little bit on behalf of my colleague who actually ran some of those initiatives, such as Get Out the Vote and Élève ton vote. Everything that we saw on campus, we made sure to have Elections Canada present to explain what to do, and we had a voting booth at Bishop's in the Centennial Lobby. So you could really see that the campus was very involved in the elections, as well as getting the word out there for students to make sure that they are involved in the elections. They understood the importance of voting and kind of getting out there and sharing the news with everyone to make sure that we had as many votes as possible coming from the student population.
So you talked a lot about the SRC's involvement with getting out the vote. There's been a lot of recent discussion about millennials being disinterested in politics, as young voter turnout is surprisingly low. Do you think political leaders have addressed the needs of young people? And if so, what can they improve on to better promote participation of Gen Z?
So I think they're definitely trying to touch on issues that relate closer to kind of young Canadians. We can see that this year, more specifically, one of the big topics was climate and climate change and everything revolving around that, which has been addressed as one of the main issues and concerns from young voters. So we can definitely see that politicians today are looking to address the needs of younger Canadians. Can they do more? Of course, they always can. They got to start looking at the younger generations as the future and what they're going to bring to the table later on.
Okay, great. Thank you, Emil. It was very nice to see you again, as always. If you are a Bishop student, you can reach Emil. His office is in the Student Union building, and he is the Vice President of Student Life.
Yeah, for sure. If ever you have any concerns, questions, starting a club, looking for resources, come give me a shout at Office 118 in the SRC hallway. Have a good one.
You've been listening to Politics in Action with your host Kabir on CJMQ 88.9 FM.